From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Barack Obama at this hour is signing a bill that will provide government-sponsored health coverage to an estimated 4 million children. The state children's health insurance program, dubbed S-CHIP, was approved by a 290-135 vote in the House today.
Today, with one of the first bills that I signed, reauthorizing the children's health insurance program, we fulfill one of the highest responsibilities that we have.
The program, which also may be open to another 2.4 million children who otherwise would have access to private insurance, is expected to cost $32.8 billion. The S-CHIP program covers children and families that make too much for Medicaid but still struggle to afford private health insurance. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar has canceled the sale of controversial oil and gas leases in Utah offered in the waning days of the Bush administration. The affected parcels are close to national parks and other sensitive areas. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The decision affects 77 of the federally owned parcels put up for bid in December. They're all adjacent to or near Canyonlands and Arches National Parks, Dinosaur National Monument, and Nine Mile Canyon, a place rich in archaeological sites. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the parcels did not get the environmental reviews sensitive lands should get. He says other last-minute Bush administration actions are also under review.
We are looking at many of those matters, and they're on the table. This is only one among a dozen or so of those matters that we're looking at.
The canceled oil and gas leases are worth about $6 million. Bidders will get their money back. Salazar says some of the parcels may be offered for leasing in the future after the appropriate reviews are conducted. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
New Secretary of Veterans Affairs is promising a top-down review of the embattled VA. Retired General Eric Shinseki made his first appearance before Congress today. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The former Army Chief of Staff told the House Veterans Affairs Committee that he would review every line of operation to see that veterans get timely access to the highest quality of benefits and services. Shinseki takes over the government's second-largest agency with a six-month backlog of disability claims and a host of other problems. He said he would hire more staff to work through the backlog and switch the VA from paper processing to an electronic claims system. House Veterans Affairs Chairman Bob Filner said the VA must work hard to restore its credibility. The California Democrat said many veterans view the VA as, quote, veterans' adversary. Shinseki promised a change of culture at the agency. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 121 points to close at 7,956. The Nasdaq was down a point today. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points. This is NPR News in Washington. Police in Arkansas now say an explosion that injured the head of the state's medical board was the result of a bomb planted in his car. Officials say Dr. Trent Pierce was injured when the device blew up as he was leaving his West Memphis home for work. Pierce chairs the state board that licenses and disciplines doctors. Police say to Pierce was outside the vehicle when the blast took place. He's currently hospitalized in critical condition. According to the FBI official in Washington, a second person was also injured in the explosion. It's not clear who was behind the planting of the explosive device or why. Following an international outcry, the Vatican today ordered an ultra-traditionalist bishop to recant his statements denying the Holocaust before he can be fully admitted into the Roman Catholic Church. NPR's Sylvia Pedroli reports from Rome.
In order for Bishop Richard Williamson to be admitted back into the church, he must, in an absolutely unequivocal and public way, distance himself from his positions regarding the Holocaust. The Vatican statement also said that Pope Benedict XVI did not know about Bishop Williamson's views when he agreed to lift his excommunication and that of three other ultra-conservative bishops 2 weeks ago. An interview in which Williamson claimed there were no gas chambers in Nazi death camps had been circulating on the Internet for several days before his rehabilitation was announced. Today's statement came a day after German Chancellor Angela Merkel urged Pope Benedict to make a clearer rejection of Holocaust denial, which is a crime in Germany punishable with prison terms. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The House has followed the Senate's lead today, voting to postpone the transition from analog to digital television. The House vote to postpone the switchover till June 12th came amid concerns that more than 6.5 million Americans with older televisions will not be ready for the changeover by the February 17th target date. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.